So let's review. As we have been learning all along, if one performs the avodah with intentions to eat or burn the carbon chutzas manay or chutzim kaimay at the wrong time or place, the carbon is invalidated. The Mishnah now lists several exceptions to this rule. Zok the Mishnah sheichet es hazevach lechol davish in darch lechol ulahakter davish in darch lahakter kosher rebeliyazer paisel. If someone slaughters a carbon intending to eat a part of the animal that is not usually eaten, or to burn a part that is not usually burned, at the wrong time or place, the Tanakhama says the carbon is valid, while Rabbi Yaza says it is possible. The Mishnah continues, Lechel davish darcha lechel ulhakta davish darcha lahakta pachas mikizayis kasher. If he intended to eat a part that is usually eaten, or to burn a part that is burned, but less than the kizayis, the carbon is valid. Furthermore, Lechel kechatzizayis ulhakta kechatzizayis kasher, shein achila baktar mitztarfen. If he intended to eat a half a gezayis and burn a half a gezayis, the carbon is still valid because eating and burning do not combine to invalidate the carbon. The Mishnah continues, Hashechir es hazevach lechol gezayis min ha'or, min ha'reitim, min ha'kipa, min ha'olol, u min ha'tzames, min ha'gidim, min ha'karnayim, min ha'tlafim, chutz hazmanim, chutz hamkayim ha'kasha. If someone slaughtered a carbon, intending to eat a kezayis of the hide, or of the gravy, or spice of the cooked carbon, or the neck sinew, or of the bones, the sinews, the horns, or the hooves, at the wrong time or place, the carbon is valid. Furthermore, ve'en chayav nalehen mishum pigul v'noyser v'tame. One is not liable for eating these parts of a carbon that became pigul, sacrificed with the wrong intent, noyser, left past the time and may be eaten, or tame. The Gemara discusses the laws of pigul regarding certain parts of the animal. Amar Rebbe Lazar. Pigul bezevach nispagel hashalil. Bishlil loy nispagel hazevach. If one slaughtered carbon intending to eat at the wrong time, the entire carbon becomes pigul, including the fetus, because shalil gufi dezivchahu de'ubi yarachimai. The fetus is part of the carbon. However, if one slaughtered carbon intending to eat the fetus at the wrong time, the carbon does not become pigul, because rubi de'inchi lo'achlele. Most people do not eat the fetus, and so it is considered ein darche lechel and does not render the carbon pigul. Similarly, pigul ba'alol nispagla mayra. If one had intentions of pigul while sacrificing the alal, the neck sinew of a bird, the carbon becomes pigul because a bird's alal is soft and edible, and the crop, part of a bird's digestive system, also becomes pigul because it is edible. However, if one had intentions to eat the crop, the carbon does not become pigul because most people do not eat it. Similarly, pigul be'emur nispaglu parm, be'parm lo nispaglu imurm. If one slaughtered parm hanestrafim, the karbanos whose meat are burned outside the mikdash, with intentions to sacrifice the imurim, certain fats, chutz lezmani at the wrong time, the parm, the meat, becomes pigul because the imurim are darcha lahakter. But if he had intention to eat the parm, the meat, chutz lezmani, at the wrong time, the carbon is not pigul because the meat is not darcha lechel. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Eliezer holds mispagel afa pisha in mefagel. A part of the carbon can have the halacha of pigul, even if a wrong intention about that part would not render the carbon as pigul. The Gemara cites several brises regarding this idea. Bulls and goats that are burned outside of the mikdash are subject to the laws of Me'ila, forbidden benefit from hekdash, from when they are consecrated. Once they are slaughtered, they can be invalidated if touched by someone tamei who immersed in the mikveh that same day, or someone who is tamei but is still waiting to bring karbanos as atonement, or by leaving it overnight. The Gemara assumes, linas baser, the brice refers to leaving the meat overnight. And even though one cannot be mefagel the carbon, render it pigul, by wrong intention about the meat since it is not meant to be eaten, nevertheless, migud apostle balina, apostle b'machshava. Since the meat can be invalidated by lina, it can also be mispagel, invalidated by an intention of lina on the imurim, which is essentially pigul. And this supports what Rabbi Eliezer said earlier, mispagel av pishe mefagel. The Gemara answers, linas imurim. The brayz refers to the imurim being subject to the laws of lina, and likewise to the laws of pigul. Therefore, there's no proof because the imurim are both mispagel umefagel, and the brayz is not discussing the baser. Ve'elu she'ein mefaglin ve'ein mispaglin. If one slaughters a carbon intending to eat the following items, chutzlas mane or chutzim kaimai, the carbon does not become pigul, and if a carbon becomes pigul, one is not liable for eating these items. Tzemesh b'rashi kvasim, b'sar shebizokin tiyashim, the wool on the head of the sheep or the beard of a goat, the or v'reitiv akipa v'ol v'amira, the hide, gravy, spices, neck sinew or crop, v'atzamais v'gidin v'akarnayim v'atlofim, the bones, sinews, horns or hooves, v'ashalil v'ashilya, the fetus or the afterbirth, v'cholav v'amakdashin v'beyutarin, the milk or eggs found inside the carbon. Furthermore, v'en chayav nalei mishum pigul noiser v'tame. If the carbon became pigul, or if it was left over and became noiser, or became tame, one is not liable for eating these parts. And v'hamala mehen b'chutz pater. If one offers these parts outside of the mikdash, he's not liable because they're not meant to be burned inside the mikdash. The Gemara assumes lo mefaglin hazabach v'lo mespaglin mach mazabach. They cannot render the carbon as pickle, nor do they become pickle when the carbon becomes pickle, even though the shalil and the mara are edible. This apparently contradicts what Rabbi Elazar said earlier, mispagel af b'shem mefagel. The Gemara answers, lo mefaglin es hazabach v'lo mespaglin mach mas atzman. The Braisa means that when one slaughters the animal with intentions to eat these parts, chutzas manle, the carbon does not become pigle, and they themselves do not become pigle. However, if one intended chutzas manle regarding other parts of the carbon, one would be liable for pigle for these parts as well, as Rabbi Elazar said earlier, mispagel, ava pisha imafagel. The Gemara cites the continuation of our Mishnah as proof. Hashechet es mukdashin lechol shlil oishel yabachotz loy pigle. If one slaughters karbanis intending to eat its fetus or afterbirth outside the mikdash, the karban does not become invalidated. Additionally, hamoylik esatorin lechol beitzein b'chutz loy pigel. If one performs malika, piercing a bird's neck with one's nail, which is done in place of shchita, intending to eat its egg outside the mikdash, the karban does not become pigel. The Mishnah concludes, chalav mukdash nubeyu tarin ein chayov nalein mishum pigel v'neisu v'tamei. If a carbon became pigle or noiser or tummy, one does not violate these prohibitions if he consumes milk or eggs found inside the carbon. The Gemara infers, Hashlul v'shili chayav. One is liable for eating the fetus of a carbon that became pigle. Yet the Mishnah earlier said, Ein chayav nalei mishum pigle. One is not liable for eating the fetus of a carbon that became pigle. Therefore, we must explain, Kan machmas hazevach, kan machmas atzman. If the carbon becomes pigle, one is liable for the fetus as well. But if one slaughtered the carbon intending to eat the fetus chutzas manle, one is not liable for eating the fetus, nor the rest of the carbon, since it does not become pigle. This supports what Rabbi Elazar said earlier, mispagel af api she'im mefagel. The Gemara digresses to discuss the Braisa's ruling v'amala mehen b'chutz pater. If one offers these parts, such as the fetus, outside of the mikdash, he's not liable because they're not meant to be burned inside the mikdash. The Gemara infers, ha'me'iman chayev. One is liable for offering the meat of the mother animal outside of the mikdash. Now, as Rashi explains, this cannot be referring to a shlam, because hamala basa shlam b'chutz pater d'le miskabel b'fnim. One's not liable for offering the meat of a shlam outside the mikdash, because it's not meant to be offered inside the mikdash. Rather, as the Gemara explains, it refers to oilas nekeva, a female animal consecrated as a carbon oila. And even though an oila must be a zachar, and this carbon is not valid, this brisa must reflect the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who ruled, Rabbi Kiva machshir b'bali mumim. Rabbi Kiva holds, im alu lo yerdu. If an animal with a blemish was brought onto the mizbech, it is not brought down, rather it remains on the mizbech to be burned. Therefore, since it could be brought on the mizbech, one is liable, b'chutz. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation, because only when kadam hekdesha es mumma im alu yerdu, only if it was first consecrated and then got the blemish, can it remain on the mizbech, because it's kedusha saguf. But if kadam mumma lekdesha im alu yerdu, if the blemish came first and it was then consecrated, it cannot remain on the Mizbech because it's only Kedushas Damim, consecrated for its value and not fit for the Mizbech. Therefore, Maidir Rebbe Kiva Ba'ilas Nekeva de Kamanda Kadam Mumalek Teisha Dami. Rebbe Kiva does not allow a female Eila to remain on the Mizbech because the cause of the disqualification preceded the consecration. Therefore, Rebbe Kiva should agree that one is not liable b'chutz. Therefore, the Gemara amends the Braisa. Hamala Mei Murein B'chutz Pater Hame'imur Eimon Chayev. The Braisa refers to a shlam, which can be female. However, it does not refer to the basar, the meat, but to the imurim, the innards. Therefore, for burning the imurim of a fetus outside the mikdash is exempt, because they are in darcha lahakter. But for burning the imurim of the mother animal outside, he is liable because it is darcha lahakter.